And here comes Bronx native Willie Colon is back in there at his old familiar position, right guard. Hello. Taking some team reps. Good to see you. How good does it feel to be back on the field? Because I watched you while you were on PUP, man, and you look like you were itching bad to get out there.
Yeah. It's been a long off season. After coming off the bicep and then boom, the knee happens. It was rough, but I've sadly enough, I've been through this enough to know how it works, and I had a great training camp. I was down in Arizona with Brian Winters. We trained all summer, and so I was ready to go when I got here.
What goes through your mind when the knee injury did occur after you suffering the injury in the final game? Was it like, oh, God, here we go again?
Yeah, it was definitely a kick in the butt. I was annoyed by it heavily because I wanted to be out there. You know, we got Breno. And I wanted to get acclimated with him. Our chemistry and our communication is all important. So I feel like I'm kind of playing catch up right now, trying to get acclimated to how he plays, and he has to get acclimated to how I play, and so we can be the best right side in the league. And that's going to take time.
It's obviously only been a couple days and just a few reps out there, but Breno, what has it been like working with him, and maybe how is it different maybe than working with a guy like Austin?
Well, I think Breno, I guess because of his experience, he communicates extremely well. He definitely alerts me and the rest of the line what's going on his side of the ball. He's aggressive. He's a mauler just like me. We kind of have the same mindset when it comes to things. And so we're kind of working, communicating without communicating. You know, our body language says a lot how we go about things. And I'm excited. I'm just excited to have him. We both have Super Bowl experience. So it's good.
I wrote this the other day that, knock on wood, you never want to have any kind of injuries, but could your slow arrival here at camp be actually a blessing in disguise considering the development of those other two young guys that they were able to get those first team reps?
Yeah, I think Ode's been awesome. I mean, the way he's played, he's kind of opened up a lot of people's eyes. Nobody really thought he had that oomph in him, but since spring and since summer, he's really come out fiery and ready to play. He's playing well. I always knew Brian had it in him. It was about him having confidence in himself and really kind of growing into himself, and he's doing that. So both of them are on course, and they're doing extremely well. So I'm happy for both of them.
There's Nick Mangold coming in. You mentioned the two young guys. How much does it help you guys as a unit to face that defensive line each and every day?
You know, they're extremely talented. They're young. I mean, Sheldon and Mo and Q and Snacks, and you have Duzable and you have Calvin. You know, they're a force to be reckoned with. You know, just how athletic they are, how young they are, and that you tell they play for each other. That's what's most important. And they flat out get after it, and I'm excited about them. I think they have to realize that the cat's out the bag about them. They're no longer a secret, so to speak. The whole league is watching them, and a lot of offensive lines. I know I train with a lot of offensive linemen from around the league, and they know about Snacks, and they know about Sheldon, and they know about Q and Mo. So they're no longer a secret. So that's when you got to heighten your game, and I'm excited for what they're going to bring this year.
How much do you enjoy watching Chris Johnson out there? He got some space a couple times, and he doesn't need much, does he?
Right. No, I've known about Chris Johnson for a long time. You know, when I was in Pittsburgh, he torched us a couple times, but you know, he's a great ball player. He plays hard. He's quiet. He's humble. And like you said, when the ball's in his hand, he makes magic happen.